This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Speaking to the Pharisees, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gates for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from the stranger because they do not know the voice of strangers." Now, Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So a couple years ago, my brother Dan and his wife Ellen started a hobby farm. And at their farm, they take care of sheep, including 5 baby lambs who have been born this spring, alpaca, rabbits, and ducks. And over time, something quite miraculous has occurred on this farm. Other animals, wild animals, have made their way into the boundaries of this farm, this pasture that they have created. And these wild animals have come looking for help. They have all had clear injuries. There was a hawk with a broken wing, pigeons with opened wounds, rabbits who were limping along, 2 stray kittens, and even a wounded snake came slithering in. And what is even more miraculous is that these wounded wild animals will come right up to my brother, as if they know that he is a good shepherd who will help them. I know it sounds impossible that a snake or a hawk would come right up to a human being, but it's true. Somehow, these wounded animals sense that within the boundaries of this pasture, they will be safe, and there is a good shepherd who will help them, who will heal them and care for them. It is a beautiful miracle of God's creation that these wounded animals sense a place of safety and healing within the boundaries of this pasture. But this place of safety, it does not just happen. It takes a lot of work. My brother is constantly reinforcing the fencing around the farm because sheep are not dumb. They are incredibly smart and stubborn. And the grass is, in fact, greener on the other side of that fence. They're always trying to get through that fencing, even though it's dangerous for them on the outside of that boundary. So my brother is constantly reinforcing the fencing. He makes improvement to the barns so that it's warm in the Ohio winters. He just built a new hutch for the rabbits. He even drives away predators. When some turkey vultures just came in recently, he drove them off. And when the animals are sick, he takes care of them. My brother and my sister-in-law, they spend a lot of time with these animals so that they trust them and they know them. These animals know the voice of their shepherds, and my brother, he knows their voices too. My brother and sister-in-law have worked hard to create a farm that is safe, so that within the boundaries of their pasture, there is healing and there is care. Today, we hear one of the I am statements of John's gospel. I am the gate. Now, in our modern context, we usually think of gates as exclusionary. We're very familiar with a no trespassing sign that is on someone's gate. We talk about gatekeepers, the people who decide who's in and who is out. Gates tend to serve to keep people out. But in Jesus' context, gates meant safety. Cities were usually walled, and so this was not a means of exclusion, but a means of protection. Because within the walls of the city, within those boundaries, people were safe. Outside of the walls, you were exposed to all sorts of things. When you traveled, you were exposed to thieves and bandits, to the scorching heat of the sun or the cold of the night, storms and wild animals who might attack you. Travel, being outside of the walls of a city, it meant danger. So, when you finally reached your destination and you saw the gates of a city, it meant that you were finally in a place of safety. You would be safe within those boundaries. In Jesus' context, gates meant safety. Within the boundaries of that pasture, that city, you were safe. And this sense of safety that Jesus conveys in this I am statement is strengthened even further when we read this I am statement in its biblical context. Jesus says, I am the gate, in response to the exclusion of the man who was born blind from his community. Although I would say exclusion is probably too weak of a word here. The man is expelled from his community. Jesus has recently healed a man who was born with blindness. And after Jesus heals him, the man returns to his community, now able to see. And he wants to tell everybody about the amazing thing that has happened to him. And when he does, this community interrogates him, accuses him, even his parents abandon him. And ultimately, the members of this community drive him out, is what John's gospel says. They drive him out. Now, when Jesus hears that the man has been driven out, Jesus finds him. He searches for this one lost sheep. And when he finds him, he welcomes him into relationship. And it's in response to this situation with the man born blind, being expelled, driven out of his community, exposed to the dangers of the world, and to Jesus then welcoming him in, that Jesus says, I am the gate. The man born blind was excluded and hurt by others. But Jesus welcomes him in and provides healing, relationship, and life. Jesus is the gate because within his boundaries, there is healing, and there is safety, and there is life for the sheep. But the safety and life that Jesus provides, it doesn't just happen. Jesus gets to know his sheep, calling them each by name. He spends time with the sheep so that they can learn his voice. He drives thieves and bandits off, those who come to steal and to kill and to destroy. He prevents and protects from harmful behaviors. Jesus creates a place of safety so that within the boundaries of his pasture, there is abundant life. It doesn't just happen. Jesus makes it happen. And we're called to make it happen too. The church, when we are at our best, is a place of safety and life. And within the boundaries of our community of faith, there is healing and there is care. But it does not just happen. We have to make it happen. We work together as a community to make this pasture what it is. Within the boundaries of our pasture, there are rules and there are practices that we follow for the safety and the life of the sheep. Adults, other than parents and guardians, are never alone with our minors, so that we know that our children and our youth are safe. We follow rules around physical contact, so that the person who prefers less physical contact is always deferred to. We do this not because we're anti-hugs, but because some of us have had harmful experiences where people have violated us. And receiving a hug is the opposite of love. It's harmful. Some of us live on the spectrum, and our nerve endings are more sensitive. And so a hug is actually physically painful to us. We celebrate in our community awareness months, like Neurodiversity Month, so that we can learn about the differences that we have, so we can be better neighbors to one another. In this community, to keep our pasture safe for all of the sheep, we adjust our traditions. This past year, we chose not to dim the lights on Good Friday, as is traditional, because members of our community with low vision, they needed to be able to see their music if they were going to participate in the choir. We made an adjustment to care for one another. We re-examine and adjust even practices like communion. Here, you can stand or kneel at the altar, depending on your physical abilities. Or if we need to come out to you, we do. We offer gluten-free wafers. And even though we don't use them very often, when they are needed, it makes a big difference. We have both wine and juice, so that people who cannot have alcohol can safely commune in both kinds. And we even have a special sticker for Hannah, so she can commune at the table safely, too. All of these rules, these practices, these adjustments, they came about so that within the boundaries of this pasture, all of the sheep are safe, they are cared for, and they are loved. It does not just happen. We have to notice differences, listen to one another, adjust and try things and then try again. We've had to give things up that make us comfortable, like dimming the lights or hugging everyone, because in fact, the safety of one sheep is more important than the comfort of another. We have to seek love and loving practices for one another, so that within the boundaries of this pasture of grace, there is safety and there is life. My siblings, when Jesus says, "I am the gate," he issues a particular call to us, those who create communities in his name. We're called to have these boundaries that do not exclude but rather provide safety and healing so that within the bounds of our community, within the bounds of this pasture, there is life abundant. And when we work to create this space of safety, of healing, of life, something truly miraculous occurs. The sheep who have been lost, the sheep who have been hurt, somehow know that within the boundaries of this pasture, there is healing and there is life because of the Good Shepherd in this place. Amen.